The current flap among senators over filibusters against judicial nominees highlights a growing chasm between the two parties. But neither party may be accurately representing the views of the American people, who incline more toward the middle in politics. The latest Pew poll shows that more Americans are describing themselves as independent than as Republican or Democrat. So, what drives the political parties away from the center? Ron Brownstein is a national political correspondent and columnist for the Los Angeles Times. He's here in the studio. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Is this divide between the Democrats and the Republicans on Capitol Hill different in nature and degree from what we have seen in the past?
I think absolutely. Here's one basic fact. Right now, President Bush's approval rating, really throughout his presidency, has been at about 90% or more among Republicans. That puts enormous pressure on Republican legislators to stand with him. On the other hand, his approval rating among Democrats is down at around 15 to 20%. It's the widest gap we've ever had in the 50-year history of modern polling. And when he is that unpopular with voters in your own party, there's enormous pressure on Democrats not to make a deal.
So the Republicans are looking to satisfy their conservative base. What are the Democrats doing in order to move their people around to address that in some way?
There's a real debate going on among Democrats, which is, do they try to pursue a Clinton-like strategy that's aimed at the middle on the theory that a more conservative Republican Party is leaving them lots of room in the middle, or do they emulate the strategy of President Bush, which is focused primarily on motivating his base? And I think that is the argument that seems to be winning in the Democratic Party. The irony is that Bush's very aggressive conservative agenda is mostly empowering the left in the Democratic Party around the theme that if it works for him, it can work for us. Now, there are reasons why that may or may not be applicable, but I think that by and large, the dominant intellectual thrust in the Democratic Party has been that Bush is eating away, strangely enough, at Clinton.
If the Senate bans the filibuster as a tool to block judicial nominees, which a number of Republican senators are hoping that they can do, how does that result in a move away from the center?
Well, if you have the filibuster banned, first of all, the fight itself will be enormously polarizing, and it will deepen the partisan division on Capitol Hill because it will be a virtually party-line vote. Every Democrat will oppose this idea. Secondly, if you eliminate the filibuster, it allows the president to consider very different kinds of Supreme Court nominees. A Supreme Court nominee who would need to attract 60 votes would be a very different kind of nominee than he can contemplate if he only needs 50 votes. And the possibility is that you could get a much more ideological nominee that would provoke political nuclear war. They talk about the filibuster change as the nuclear option, but a Supreme Court nominee who would divide the country 50-50, I think, would be the most polarizing single legislative fight that we will have seen in our lifetime.
Thank you very much. Ron Brownstein is national political correspondent and columnist for the Los Angeles Times.
Thank you.